Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past weekend, we were in week number two of the Ordinary People series. And we're looking at this reality that God uses ordinary people to accomplish his extraordinary purposes, that God uses unlikely people in unlikely places to accomplish his purposes, and kind of talking about some more obscure, unrelated situations and circumstances in the narratives of these passages, but we're kind of doing that on purpose. This past weekend, we looked at a situation in Israel's history where they were struggling with the Syrian Empire, and there were these four lepers. They're recorded in Scripture, but no one ever recorded their names. It was this season where Jerusalem was being sieged by the Syrians, and they were cut off from food, and people were starving to death. And these four lepers, they made such an incredible difference in the future of their country. And we talked about three things. Number one, these realities. The first one was that death is inevitable. Like these lepers realized, look, if we don't do anything, we're going to die. As a matter of fact, the question, the way they ask it in the old King James is, why sit we here until we die? They realized that, look, either famine's going to kill us or leprosy is going to kill us, so we might as well do something. And the something they decided to do was to go over to the camp of the Arameans, the Syrians, and see if they could at least get some sort of food, some sort of sustenance over there. And they made a great decision. Death is inevitable. One of the things that I've realized recently with my health scare is that death, or at least the possibility of death, brings incredible clarity. For the first time in my life, the reality hit me that, you know what, I could die right now. And that has a way of making you think about the things that are really, really important to you. And therefore, what you should do about it. And so that's what these lepers did. They said, you know what, death's inevitable. And then the second thing was that satisfaction was available. They knew that there were resources available over in the Syrian Aramean camp over there. So they went that way. And lo and behold, God had, he had run the Syrians out of their camp. He had made them hear the sound of an army approaching. And so they left food on the table. And these four lepers, they run in there and they start to eat and they start to grab for wealth, and they start to stash it because they realize they'll be hungry again, and they think the Arameans could come back. And then they realize, no, God has done something. Yahweh has done something unique for us. And for us to hoard it and keep it all to ourselves, we're not doing what's right. And so we just talked about having that perspective that you know what's right, that when God says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and your neighbor as yourself, like it really represents five or so different perspectives, right? In one sense, God's saying, love me with everything you have. But in another sense, words matter. So we looked at each word, like heart, where I think about passion. I think soul. I think about that imago Dei, that part of us that relates to God on a spiritual level, like through the word and through prayer. Mind, that's theology and how we think about God and spiritual things. Strength, that's our physical strength, our serving, and then our neighbors, ourselves, really thinks about making a difference in other people's lives. And so it makes sense then that you're going to have some Christians who think that theology is the most important thing, right? Because they're kind of lean towards the mind. Or some people are going to think worship is the most important thing because their passion, they're led by their heart. Some people are going to think that studying the Bible is the most important thing because their soul, right? That's the most foundational important thing. Or some people are going to think serving is the most important or whatever. And if that's true, then that means that probably what you're going to find out there as you look at churches, that there are going to be churches that emphasize heart, and there are going to be churches that emphasize soul, and there are going to be churches that emphasize mind, and there are going to be churches that emphasize serving, and they're going to, there are going to be all different kinds of churches. And the reality is that we want to be balanced in that. And I think those five areas match LifePoint's five core values very well. I don't say that to say that we're a perfect church by any sense of the imagination, but I do think that we're doing our best to be to be balanced. And I say all that to say that, you know, when our kids grow up and they leave our home, probably what they're going to do is they're going to leave one kind of church. Let's say you raised your kids in a mind kind of church where you talk a lot about theology, and they land at a passion church and they think, oh, this is the way church ought to be, you know. And the easiest thing to do is to criticize the generation that you're not in. And instead of doing that, we need to live out these five values that Jesus says are the greatest commandment. And one of those is serving. And so since death is inevitable, since satisfaction is available, God has provided ultimate satisfaction for us in the person of Christ. Serving is only logical. Serving is how you grow. Now, it's not the only way that you grow. And we're blessed by so many people serving at our church. But that said, even with everyone serving who currently is, we still need help. And we've listed all those opportunities out. And my prayer is that you are praying through taking on some of those opportunities to share your gifting with the body. We are missing out if you are not serving. So I'm going to pray that serving heart into us today. And I pray that you'll take the opportunity to do so as well. God, thank you for the lesson from the four lepers. Thank you that you've provided satisfaction for us. Death, God, brings this unique clarity into our lives, but you have satisfied us in Christ. And so the only logical thing for us to do is to give back and to sacrifice and to serve. I pray, God, you'll grow that heart in us today, both inside and outside of our church, both on Sundays and through our life groups. And then, God, through the places that we live, work, and play. Help us to be servants. Now you take the opportunity to pray.